Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss Does I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Normally this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. But, as you should all know by now, we're not in normal times. For those that don't know, Jordan North, my very close friend and fellow presenter for this podcast, is currently on ITV Primetime starring in this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's a competition where 12 celebrities compete against each other to see who will be voted this year king or queen of the castle. They are put through a series of trials and tribulations to test their endeavours and their strength of character, and Jordan has been the one tested the most over the first week. As you should know by now, I'm with you every day with a special shiny edition of our podcast, keeping you up to date with everything that's going on in the castle. I'm William Hansen. Usually I'm an etiquette coach. I'm more King's Road, whereas Jordan's more Welsh Toad. Today's episode is all about looking back and reflecting on one podcast presenter's week of hell, with many amazed and stunned at how well he's faced hardship, adversity, and overcome a truly scary concept. Yes, it's now been 7 days since I've had to share the microphone with producer Ben. Hello.
Hi, guys.
How has this first week been for you?
Well, I mean, it's been stunning, and to be insulted on a daily basis by your good self has been such an honour. So thank you for that honour. But seriously, a week like none other in my entire life, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting week for the both of us. Obviously, we're not actually doing any of those awful Bush Tucker trials that Jordan is having to do, and God bless him, he has done well. I mean, how do you think his character has developed over the first week?
Oh, massively, hasn't it? I mean, we heard at one point Vernon saying, oh, he's going to wake up a different man the next day, which I thought was quite patronising from Vernon. We didn't mention that in one of the daily podcasts, but I think Jordan was already there, to be honest. I think he just needed to get through his fears, and that would massively help him, and it did. We saw that earlier on in the week when he did his third or fourth ride, even though they were doing stuff as a group as well. I think it was his fourth if you consider the group one. So by the end of that, we were all surprised. The nation had decided they'd had enough with Jordan doing the trials for a moment, and I think Jordan had shown to himself and to everyone else that what he was. I think the probably the more personal thing from that trial was that it changed the minds of the viewers. I think a few people might have doubted him. I think people might have thought he was putting it on, which is ludicrous, but coming out of the trial with the maximum, literally no one can argue with that.
No.
What do you think?
People inside and outside of the camp have fallen in love with him. It's so nice to see the Jordan that we know, and obviously regular listeners of this podcast have come to love, see him sort of share. Half of me doesn't want to share him with everybody else, because I kind of felt that, you know, we had quite a nice friendship going on, and what we had between, you know, the three of us and our listeners was lovely. But it is very nice to see that, you know, we live in a society where there are all sorts of people in the public eye who are celebrities that perhaps aren't as genuine and honest and heartwarming and nice as Jordan. And my gosh, we need more of them. So that's fine. Let's sacrifice Jordan, as it were. That sounds a little tribal, but yeah, that's next week's Bush Tucker trial.
Wow.
Now, it's the end of the first week on the programme. There are two more weeks of the programme. So we thought at this juncture we would sort of just look through a couple of things that have come in the postbag and online and just go through a little bit of general housekeeping. Lauren on Twitter has asked us on the subject of luxury items. She wants to know what yours and my luxury items would be. Ben, you may go first, and you don't... No pressure to say me.
If only. I mean, Ant and Deck did make that joke, didn't they, that Ant's luxury item would be a fitting Deck into his suitcase. But I don't think that could work between you or I, William. Yeah, thinking about my luxury item, I mean, I'm an awful sleeper. And considering we've been up from dawn till dusk, well beyond it, considering it's dawn dusk very early and not late at all these days. But I think I'd have to take something to help me sleep. And I think that would be a good pair of earplugs. I'm a very sensitive sleeper, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think a pair of earplugs to block out the noise, especially if I was in the year with Jordan, because you'd need something to block out the noise.
Yeah, yeah, you would. Thanks for asking me. I would take coffee, little cafetiere, and a nice coffee cup. Now, that's actually three items, so I don't know whether they'd allow that.
Bending the rules.
If not, Shawn Mendes. And a pair of scissors to cut his hair, because with that long hair, it's just not doing anything for anyone, love. Cut it off.
Stay on brand, William.
Anyway, so Lauren, I hope that helps and answers your question. A letter in here from John. Dear William, after listening to the podcast this week, I have a dilemma that needs your attention, as I was horrified by Ben's suggestion that pre-tied bow ties are acceptable. So... when your employee makes a terrible confession, what is the best way to deliver their dismissal? Best wishes, John. Well, John, let's do a little role play, shall we, here, Ben?
Oh, goodness. It's normally me making you role play, and then it's funny because you're sort of sacking me, not when I'm actually involved in the role play that's about to sack me.
John, the key is you do it very gently and very delicately, and you worry about sensitive egos, like so. Okay, so knock on my office door, please, Ben. Come in.
Hi, guys.
Ah, Ben, don't sit down. I just wanted to say you're fired. Thank you. And you do it like that, really. Oh. Rip the plaster off. And a final piece of correspondence here. Enjoyed my first listen of your podcast today. I relate immensely to Jordan's overthinking, and I love his friendship with Mumla. Top pod. Rebecca, brackets, Beverly Callard's daughter.
Wow,
big, very, very big, huge. And it brings us very nicely onto our special guest for today. When we decided to set up this podcast, or this new incarnation of this podcast, we said that our guest would be a member of Team Jordan or someone who has spent time in the I'm a Celebrity jungle. But back then, we didn't expect Jordan to develop such a lovely, close friendship with another one of his campmates. I am, of course, talking about the aforementioned Coronation Street actress Beverly Callard. And so I'm delighted to welcome Beverly's daughter, Danielle, onto the podcast. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, William.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Did you expect this time last week that your mum would get on with a 30-year-old Radio 1 DJ from Burnley?
I mean, I've got to say, actually, when it was announced who was going in, I did say to her that I thought she was going to get on with Jordan. I listened to him on the radio and I just thought, like, she's really going to get on with him. And that's the one person that I said to her, she, you know, he just seems like such a nice guy. And I just said that I just think, I don't know, I just thought they'd click.
Yeah. Well, and they have. I mean, they've more than clicked. It's a very sweet dynamic that is... That's developing. Now, obviously, you've listened to Jordan on the radio, so you sort of knew a bit about him. When you first heard him on the radio, what were your first impressions? You can be honest, don't worry. I say all sorts of things to Jordan. He's got a very thick skin.
I mean, I felt like he's seems like the kind of person that gets himself in trouble a lot without maybe doing it on purpose. Really funny and just like really down to earth and nice. Just like a genuinely nice person.
Yes, that's a very, very accurate assessment.
Yeah. Of
him. And what have you made of the friendship that's seen? You feel vindicated that you've been proved right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy that she's got somebody in there that's looking after her, as well as obviously she's looking after him as well. But I think they've really bonded because all us kids are like Jordan's age. So she's probably like, as a mother of somebody at that age, she's probably thinking, God, I need to look after him because he's really scared of everything. And like, she is as well. But I mean, yeah, she's probably just, yeah, he's just really scared. And she just probably wants to just make sure that he's all right and happy. And that's the kind of person she is as well. Just wants to make sure that everybody's happy and okay. And I think that's why they clicked really. I just think she just wants to make sure that he's all right.
And it must be nice for you and your family to know that actually, although actually they're all seemingly getting on really well at the moment, but it would have been really awful for you to be watching it thinking, oh my God, they all hate each other. My mum's really unhappy. There's nobody that likes her. So it must be a huge relief that even if some of the campmates now turn against each other, hopefully Jordan and your mum's bond is going to stick.
Yeah, I do. I really hope so. And I said to her before, I said, you know, I watched it last year and they all got on so well. And I said, I hope that everybody gets on as well as they did last year, because I just don't think I'd be able to watch it if there was someone being horrible to her, because it's just, you can't do anything. You can't, you know, so I'm just so glad that everybody's lovely at the moment. I mean, it's great telly when people don't get on, but when you know people in there, you just want everyone to get on.
Yeah, and I think especially after this year, it's nice to see something happy and positive.
100%, definitely.
One of the early themes that came out was your mum's exercise videos that she has done, yeah. And how Jordan's mum, Wendy, would have them whenever they came out, and Jordan would watch them as a child. What was it like seeing your mum talking about those videos?
Oh, it's just really nice, because obviously we've grown up with all of that, so we obviously don't talk about it loads anymore because it feels like it was such a long time ago. So just seeing her talk about it, and actually other people talk about it and remember all the like really great times that she's actually had, it's just amazing, really. And that somebody like Jordan knew about her exercise DVD, it's just funny. But yeah, it's just really nice seeing her talk about it.
Yes, because I mean, she's known for lots of things, but sort of exercise DVDs maybe not top of the list. It's probably top of the list is Coronation Street.
Yeah.
And did you as family, did you ever do any of the exercises? Did your mum put the video on for you to keep you all quiet?
No, not really. She did used to take us along to her exercise classes that she used to do and make us join in.
Oh, wow.
And she'd always have us at the front because she wanted to prove to everybody that anybody could do it.
Wow.
So, yeah, she'd have us at the front and it was so embarrassing because they are actually really hard sometimes, her exercise classes. And, you know, just trying to keep up with her was just so hard. But you have to, you don't want to let her down in her classes. But, yeah, so we all used to go along to those. So they were good fun.
Now, there's been lots of love for your mum on social media, and you are in charge of her social media while she's away. How has that been?
Well, I mean, it's been a lot. I didn't quite think that it would actually be as much as it is. I don't know why, because Beverly will be the first one to say that she's not great on social media. So I was thinking, oh, I'll do a few posts here and there and, you know, it'll be fine. Just do the kind of stuff that she does, really. But no, you get so into it as well. And like, I really like want people to love her as much as we all do. So it's just great fun and you can have a laugh and, you know, she's got so many fans and people that love her that are messaging. It's really nice to see all the support and stuff that she's getting. It's just great. She, you know, she never, that first trial that they all did, we just couldn't believe that she was even doing that. So, I mean, we're a week in now and she'll never, ever believe that she could ever win. So that would be amazing. But I mean, just doing what she's doing is a massive achievement for her already because it's so out of her comfort zone.
Yes, and I think that's a narrative that we all like at home. I mean, not just with your mum, but also Jordan. Those two in particular have sort of stuck at it. They haven't chickened out, and I think that's very attractive.
And I think people vote for them to do the trials because they want to see people say, oh, I can't do it. But I've got the impression from, you know, Jordan that he's not the type of person to say, I'm not going to do it. He'll just give it a go. Even if he makes himself look a bit silly, like being sick on the mountain or whatever, he still did it. He did it.
Exactly. We'll chat a bit more to Danielle after a quick break. But before then, I hate to cut you off for my least favourite feature. It's time for another dive into the archive for Jordan's Joke of the Week.
A fella goes into a library and says to the librarian, I'm looking for a book about...
Says to the what?
Librarian.
Librarian. Yes.
Fella goes into the library and says to the librarian, I'm looking for a book about coping with having a tiny penis, but I don't know the title. The librarian says, I'm not sure it's in yet. And fella says, yeah, that's the one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is an introduction to the podcast that gets a flavour for your neighbour.
Peering over the fence when things have got tense.
With the most outrageous tales of your next door fails.
The time has come for you to listen to...
Score Next Door. My name's Rich Williams.
And I'm Emma Jones.
Score Next Door is our brand new podcast.
And we think you're going to love it.
Hopefully a bit more than you love your neighbours.
There's a new episode every Wednesday, so search for us wherever you listen to your podcast to find out what all the fuss is about.
And if you do love your neighbours, you might as well listen to the people that hate theirs.
Yeah, why not?
We're back and we'll be continuing to talk to Beverly Callard's daughter Danielle in a moment. Of course, Gene Devis, we would love you to give us a review on iTunes, especially if you are a new listener and you haven't done that already. Tell your friends, tell your family. But remember my edict for life, no riffraff. Every new Gene Diva gained is another person in line to get behind Jordan. Now, Danielle, let's talk about that trial your mum had to do with Jordan and Vernon, Frights of the Round Table. And then it turned out that your mum is a relatively new vegan. So what made her go vegan?
So she has had two operations this year. I think people probably know that she had major hip operation in June. Mm-hmm. She had one earlier on in the year. And basically, the doctor said to her that she has to live a very healthy lifestyle for her recovery.
Okay.
That basically it will help speed up her recovery. She watched The Game Changers on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen that.
Ben will have done. That's the sort of program he watches.
Yeah. She really got into that and started eating more plant-based food from when she saw that anyway. But when the doctor said to her, you know, being vegan will really help your recovery from your operation, she just thought, oh, just go for it. And that's why she's done it, really, just for her recovery.
Which is great. And the best thing is she's not having to eat any of the really horrid food that they're giving them once they win trials. I say this to almost every guest we have. They go through all of that hell.
I know.
To get eel and squirrel.
I cannot, but I just... It's awful. That's like a trial in itself, what they're eating for dinner.
Yes, we've just done the eating trial. Now we're doing it again.
I know. It's so awful. It's horrible. And that they just, it looks so awful when it comes down to them as well. I just think that I just would not be able to eat it.
But the most important thing is with that eating trial, she smashed it. It was excellent. Have you been voting for her to do more trials or are you trying to spare her?
As a family, I'm not even going to put this on myself because as we are voting for her to do more trials just because I just think she will, if she does get to do more trials, she'll go for them all, whichever one she's up for. But when she comes out, if she's done those trials, she'll feel so good about herself that she's achieved that, like she's been able to do them. So we are voting for her. And, you know, we want to see more of her. An hour isn't enough.
No, it's not. It's not at all. And the other night we saw everyone given their luxury items. Your mum's was a hairbrush. You've got lovely hair as well, so it's obviously hereditary. What did the hairbrush mean to her? What do you think that actually meant to her getting that after so long?
Everything. It meant when she said to me she was taking a hairbrush, and I thought, a hairbrush? Surely you just get to take a hairbrush with you anywhere. She's like, you actually don't. And you'll see that her hair is just wild. And the others as well, so that they could borrow the brush as well, for herself.
That's a point. Yes, they could share. I'm sure they're allowed to share.
Well, yeah, she said that when they were asked what luxury item that they could take, if someone else was taking a hairbrush, that only one person could take the hairbrush, but everybody could use them.
Ah, okay.
I mean, you could have taken something in that everybody could use, not a Burnley's girl.
Oh, I mean, what's that going to do? I mean, it might give him a little extra added layer of warmth. But
I think he really messed that one up. Your mum's had her fair share of time standing on the cobbles of Coronation Street. Will that have prepared her for all this cold, or do you think North Wales is even colder?
I think North Wales is even colder. But, I mean, when she's been in Coronation Street, she's had very little clothes on as Liz McDonald.
So okay.
She's wrapped up better at the moment. So she's not great with the cold anyway. She's much happier on the beach in Spain or somewhere like that. But I bet it's absolutely freezing.
Bless her. How proud are you of Beverly so far?
Oh, so proud. I just, like I said before, I just can't believe that she's doing some of the stuff that she's done already. It's just so out of her comfort zone. You know, she gets a spider at home and she calls my dad to come and take, but she can't even be in the same room as a little spider.
Right.
So she's super scared of any insects, bugs, everything.
Wow, okay.
But yeah, we're all so proud as a family. She's just doing amazing and we're just loving seeing her enjoying it. And yeah, it's just great.
Obviously, your early prediction for Queen of the Jungle is your mother. Let's pretend your mother was not doing it this year. Who is your other prediction for King or Queen of the Jungle?
It's got to be Jordan.
Is a very good answer.
Absolutely smashing it.
Can you share a good luck message for Jordan and also for your mum?
Yeah, just want to say good luck to the both of you. And yeah, everybody's really proud and loving watching you smash every challenge that you are that's put your way.
Well, Danielle, thank you very, very much indeed for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we will be all following what your mum does in week two in the castle.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
Don't miss us too much as we're back tomorrow, and our special guest will be BBC weatherman, friend of the podcast, and the only person that makes me look like The Rock, Owain Wynne Evans. We'll be back then, but until then...
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.